This is the World Challenge Devotion for Monday, June 7th. Neither Hot Nor Cold by Gary Wilkerson. You may notice in your life when the Holy Spirit wants to bring you to a greater measure of Himself, a greater baptism of His power, that you often find these times accompanied by tears. Don't ever be ashamed of tears. Don't ever be ashamed to cry. Don't ever try to remove yourself from the emotions that come when God begins to move in your life. He wants to move not only your mind, but also your heart and bring you to a place of tears as well. This is confirmed by the Apostle Paul. Brothers, join in imitating me and keep your eyes on those who walk according to the example you have in us. For many, of whom I have often told you, and now tell you even with tears, walk as enemies of the cross of Christ. Philippians 3:17 and 18. The Holy Spirit was in Paul and in his prayers for the church. But what was he talking about here? Why does he emphasize, "I'm going to tell you now weeping, that some of you are enemies of the cross"? The reason he's telling them so emphatically is not because somebody out there in the wide world is an enemy of the cross, but rather the devil is trying to work inside the body of Christ, in the church itself, to get us to be enemies of the cross. Does this mean you could suddenly become an atheist? No. Being lukewarm, however, becomes a lifestyle all too easily. Remember what John writes in Revelation. I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I will spit you out of my mouth. Revelation 3:15 through 17. This is what I believe that Paul is alluding to in Philippians. Could you continue to live in apathy and not be concerned about it? Could you continue to be in the compromise of sinful living and your heart isn't broken over it? Oh, church, it's time we get on our faces before the Lord and cry out for His mercy on us and this generation. In the days of His flesh, Jesus offered up prayers and supplications with loud cries and tears to Him who was able to save Him from death, and He was heard because of His reverence. Hebrews 5:7. We need to pray for passion, holy grief, and fervency in these final days. World Challenge, transforming lives through the message and mission of Jesus Christ. Visit us online at worldchallenge.org.